the less formal you are, the closer you feel to your guests, to your customers, clients, the happier you feel when you see them, right? Because you're close to them. So it's nice. It's a joyful experience. And that kind of a joyful energy just multiplies. The more you feel it, the more they feel it, and then it reflects back at you. It's a beautiful feeling to experience on a daily basis when you're working. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm so glad you could join me here today. Hello, hello, hello. What a lovely day it is. It's been raining in Bangalore for quite some time, off and on, off and on. And I hate it when it gets all cloudy and dingy and rainy. I just don't feel like doing anything at that time. All I want to do is just curl up with a book and some hot chocolate and hoping somebody else makes the hot chocolate for me and all of that. But in the past couple of days, though it's been raining in the evening, it's been nice and sunny in the daytime. And I'm loving that combination. Yesterday, I just went out to my balcony and sat in the sun and just soaked it up. It was so good. There's something so energizing about the sun rays, the energy of the sun. It just wakes you up. And for me, it just fills me up with contentment, with life, you know. And of course, I'm not talking about hours of sun exposure and whatnot. And even when I sit in the sunlight, I make sure my head is not exposed to the sun. You know, it's usually my legs and arms and stuff like that, which is very nice. I just wanted to share that with you. I wonder if you all feel the same too about just enjoying the sunlight, especially during the days when, you know, it's been rainy, and in the middle of that when there's some nice bright sunshine. If you find that, go soak it up. It's going to totally uplift your spirits. Even for 5 minutes, just try it and you'll be surprised. So yeah, I'm back continuing with my mini series about keeping your customers delighted while also maintaining your own sanity and joy. 3 episodes were done. Now we're starting on episode 4. And today I wanted to talk about building a community around your business. A lot of businesses tend to make a business into just a business. So there's a buyer, there's a seller, and then there are employees. There's something a little cold about that. I'm sure it works fine. Of course, it works fine in many cases. But there's a lot of potential you're losing out on when you don't turn your business into a community. There's so much potential there, especially if you have a brick and mortar place, like a physical place where people visit. But also this can be done with online businesses through, you know, newsletters and social media and, you know, websites, blogs and stuff. Talking about newsletters, since I just mentioned it, let me segue into into my newsletter. I have a newsletter called the Feel Good Tribe. I share a lot of very secret, special content only on the newsletter. And of course, I like to provide a lot of value to my Feel Good Tribe, which is what I call the newsletter subscribers. So I share tips about life and veganism and cooking and spirituality and holistic business building and so many different things. I just cover a whole bunch of areas. I also share updates about some latest content, and more importantly, when I launch new courses or services, my newsletter subscribers are the first to hear about it, and often they get freebies first when I launch them before others do. It's a little cozy community and I send mails maybe once or twice a month, but I really cherish those moments of writing that email and sending it out. It's just so, so special. So yeah, if you would like to join, go to my website veganosaurus.com, which is veganosaurus.com/newsletter, and then join the Feel Good Tribe. I'll see you on the inside. Since I was talking about community, I'm like, hey, this I cannot let it pass by, because the newsletter subscribers are a very, very core important part of my community, the Veganosaurus and the Feel Good Factor community, you know. So to build a community around your business, you need to understand that there are multiple aspects, multiple facets to a community which surrounds a business. The first is, of course, your customer base, you know, your clients. You know, when you build that kind of a one-to-one personal, very, very cozy communal relationship with them, then you won't even think of them as customers. Though technically they are, you won't think of them that way. You'll think of them as your guests or as family, you know, that's how it becomes. Think about the places that you visit often, whether it's offline, if it's a cafe or a store, or if it's online, a social media account or an online group. What makes you go back there again and again? What makes that place attract you back? One of the key things is a feeling of being welcome there, like a feeling of being at home, you know, there's that comfortable feeling. It's very, very important that you create that kind of an atmosphere around your business or in your business if it's a physical place. At Carrots, which used to be my vegan restaurant, we had created this really cozy ambience. There was a very home-like feel to it. And people often said, yes, the food is delicious, but what brings me back again and again is the energy of the place, the way you make us feel, the calmness and that very friendly nature of your team, and how you all welcome us, make us feel really comfortable. That's what brings me back again and again. That's what makes me bring my friends, family, and anyone else to your space so that we can spend time here. It plays a huge part in your long-term, you know, customer satisfaction and customer delight. And it doesn't just help your customers, it helps you and it helps your team, because you feel really nice. The less formal you are, the closer you feel to your guests, to your customers, clients, the happier you feel when you see them, right? Because you're close to them. So it's nice. It's a joyful experience. And that kind of a joyful energy just multiplies. The more you feel it, the more they feel it, and then it reflects back at you. It's a beautiful feeling to experience on a daily basis when you're working. The second aspect to building your community is with your team members. That is so, so important. In the last episode, I was telling you about how protective I am about my team, or I used to be about my team when, you know, I had my business. It's because they are precious. Your team is very, very, very key, very, very, very important to your business. The happiness that they feel, the amount of love they feel doing the job that they do, makes a huge difference in the entire atmosphere and the energy of the organization. So if you have team members, make them feel joyful. Take extremely good care of them. Make them feel like this is their home, because, you know, our business is our second home. A lot of times, we're spending a huge part of our day at our workplace, at our business, right? They are doing the same too. So, they are your second family. So treat them that way. When you build a really good team culture and when you are able to trust your team with more and more ownership, they need to feel that sense of ownership when they're running the business, sense of responsibility that it's my place too, it's my business too, and they are my customers. So I need to make them happy and I need to have a good relationship with them. That really helps. That really makes a world of difference to the energy, to the way your clients and customers feel, and more importantly, to the way you feel, because then you're not the only owner, or if there are two or three partners, you're not the only owners. Your entire team has ownership. Your entire team takes on responsibility. So you can delegate. You can delegate so peacefully without stress. So that brings you long-term peace of mind. You can get to spend a lot of me time with yourself. You can put your focus on things that matter in your life, and also you can spend more time on your business than in it, than running it. So that helps everybody overall, right? So be very, very sure to value your team and to nurture them and let them grow and blossom in your business. And then finally, the third aspect of community building is with your fellow businesses. Particularly, this is for conscious businesses where you're working towards a greater cause. In my case, it was veganism. So whenever other vegan businesses opened up, my heart filled up with joy. It felt nice that the community was growing. We were the first vegan restaurant in town all those years ago, in the country even, the first ethical vegan restaurant all those years ago. So when others started coming by, it was really nice because it was really lonely at first. You know, you're working towards a cause, you're making things happen, and then you're doing it alone. It gets quite lonely from this end. Regardless of how much of support you get from your customers, it's not the same as getting a fellow business owner to talk to. Somebody who's going through the same thing as you are. Somebody who cares about the same cause as you do and who understands the business from the inside. You know, the ups, the downs, the struggles, the fun, all of it. It's a delightful experience when you build that kind of personal camaraderie, personal relationship with your fellow business owners in your conscious business circle. When you do that, you give everybody permission to keep doing that. Since we were the first restaurant, and then when other restaurants started opening, we opened our hearts to them and they opened their hearts to us, and we all had really good relationships. If we had some small issue with one of our gadgets or an oven or something, we would actually request the other restaurant go and bake there. Or if somebody had an issue with their employees or something, they would have somebody from here go there and help them out. And we would have all kinds of fun things like that, very neighborly things like that. And because we started out that way, as new and new businesses started cropping up within the vegan sector, within the vegan field in our city, they also felt safe to open up to us, to each other. So that built a beautiful community. It led to a really, really beautiful community. I assumed that, that must be the way vegan business communities are everywhere. And then I visited a couple of other towns where I noticed that either the businesses, some of them were actively sabotaging each other, which really sucks, or they just wouldn't have a relationship with each other. They'd be very, very protective of their own business and they didn't want to build a connection with other businesses or share anything, any information or support with each other. And I was flabbergasted. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is how it is. You know, vegan businesses also end up behaving like your regular for-profit, no-principle businesses in other places. Of course, I'm not saying ours was the only town where people supported each other. I've seen, you know, vegan businesses in other towns support each other. That also has happened. There was a huge difference, again, in the atmosphere. Not just the atmosphere, but also how long businesses lasted and how many new businesses cropped up. In cities and towns where the vegan business community was getting along beautifully and supporting each other, the vegan business movement thrived. It continues to thrive here in Bangalore. In fact, the community is beautiful. And then in cities where they were kind of in competition and not really doing much for each other, didn't care about anything but their own business, those places closed down pretty quickly. They didn't last as long, you know, wherever there was politics and rivalry and stuff like that, places closed down. It's very important that when you're running a conscious business, you become a good, valuable part of the entire business ecosystem, entire conscious business ecosystem, and you support like-minded businesses. You support new business owners. Again, when my restaurant used to run, if there were new vegan businesses that had cropped up, and it seemed like they were kind of trying to make something on their own, trying to grow, we would always lend them support. We would freely and openly share any kind of knowledge or supplier contacts and things like that with them. If they were home businesses, we would ask them to come and give samples of their products to our guests on a weekend or talk about their products to our customers and things like that. We had just built a community and it felt nice. You know, why it's good for you is because you're not in this constant mode of defensiveness and protectiveness and worrying that someone will steal something from you. That is such a terrible way to live. For your own self, you know, for others obviously, but also for your own self, that's just not a healthy way to live, right? But if you're open and free and welcoming and helpful all around, it's such an easy way to live. And then it doesn't matter, you know, like my business closed during the pandemic. And when it did close, I still felt good. I still felt a sense of joy because I knew that by building this community, by helping fellow businesses, we had created enough ripples to help the movement keep going forward very strongly. So it was like, oh, my work here is done. That kind of a feeling is what I was left with at the time my business closed. It's so important to have this feeling of fulfillment and joy and gratitude and ease while running your business. That'll ensure that you're happy. It'll also ensure that you keep on providing that delightful, joyful feeling to your customers and clients too. Building all these facets of a community around your business, whether it is with your team, with your customers, or with your fellow conscious vegan business owners, it makes the whole business journey so smooth and magical and delightful all around. So that's it for today's episode. I truly enjoyed talking about community. It's a topic that is really, really close to my heart. It's the closest of everything that I have spoken about so far. Consider this, think about it, and see how you can incorporate more community-related building, more community-related activities around your business so that you can continue to keep your customers delighted while also maintaining your own sanity and joy. And yeah, don't forget, join my newsletter, The Feel Good Tribe. The link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye!